This malignant blood cell cancer can provide many challenges to physicians trying to treat individuals with multiple myeloma. Empire Genomics CEO Anthony Johnson says this new test will help doctors improve treatment.
The treatment and therapy for these patients that suffer with multiple myeloma, by not giving them drugs that we know will not work for them and in fact have other side effects that can be detrimental to their disease and their survival.
And what the test is able to do is actually pick out of the population of patients that have multiple myeloma a specific gene rearrangement.
Dr. Norma Nowak is company founder and chief scientific officer. She says the DNA test will allow doctors to tailor treatments for patients based on their own genetic makeup.
So what you end up doing is you treat the patients who will benefit from the current, you know, first-line treatment, and then you're able to prevent the other patients who aren't, the drug won't do them any good. So you don't administer that drug, they don't suffer the side effects, and they don't also carry the health care costs that go along with it, and instead you put them on a path with an alternative treatment.
Dr. Nowak noted there appears to be increasing incidence of multiple myeloma in our region.
From this area down towards the Jamestown area, there seems to be an increasing incidence in the patient population, and that was an observation made by a colleague of mine who's now down at the Mayo Clinic who handled a lot of the multiple myeloma cases here.
The company located on Michigan Avenue in the city is also launching a clinical lab. This is expected to lead to the creation of over 50 new jobs within the next 5 years. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.